This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to another episode of Forgotten Sunnahs. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about what you do when you come home from a trip. In Sahih al-Bukhari, it is narrated by Ka'b radiallahu anhu that when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would return from a trip or a journey, he said, دَخَلَ الْمَسْجِدْ فَصَلَّ رَكَعَتَيْنْ قَبْلَ أَنْ يَجْلِسْ, that the Prophet ﷺ would enter the masjid and he would pray two rak'ahs of prayer before he would sit down. So this is the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, that normally when the Prophet ﷺ would be out of town and he would come into town, he would first go to the masjid, and before he talks to anyone, before he does anything, he would pray two rak'ahs of prayer. Then he would sit down and speak to people and address their concerns and their issues and so on and so forth. So there's actually two sunnahs that we learn here. First of all, that when we come home, we come back to our city, our place where we live, that we should go to the masjid as the first thing. And I know this is definitely a forgotten sunnah. We often rarely think about the masjid when we come home. We want to run to our house, we want to run to our family members. But the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ is to go to the masjid first. And this actually shows us the importance of the masjid in a Muslim's life, that there's that strong, close connection with the masjid, that the first thing one does when they come back home is that they go to the masjid. Second of all, to pray two rak'ahs. When we go to the masjid, we pray two rak'ahs. Most of our scholars, they say that praying the two rak'ahs after travel, this is not meant for the home. This is meant for the masjid. So once again, we go to the masjid and pray two rak'ahs of prayer before we do anything else. And this once again shows us the importance of our spirituality in our lives as believers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.